ham?
This past week, we lost a couple big ones. We lost Chuck Mangione, the trumpeter. Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, the iconic wrestler. And Ozzy Osbourne of Black Sabbath, who was kicked out and had a very equally successful solo career.
An eclectic trifecta this week.
Amazing. He passed on to the next plane, died at the age of 76, Ozzy did, succumbed to Parkinson's disease. It was a hard 76 after years of being on and off drugs. And man, he looked it too. He thought his tremors were caused by years of drug use. It was actually being diagnosed with Parkinson's back in 2003, which he then lived with. 17 days before his death earlier this week, he held his farewell show, Back to the Beginning in Birmingham, where he reunited with Black Sabbath one more time, as he knew his time was near its end.
Have you heard the audio of that, or does the audio exist of that? His final show?
It's pretty good. He sounds like he's, 76 years old. But at least as far as I know, nobody knew he was within a week or two of dying when
he did
that show.
Well, it would have been weird if they knew that at the time.
Yeah. But yeah, iconic in the music scene.
I'd like to speak to that guy.
How did they know?
What? Well, his family probably. Sharon probably knew.
Oh.
But yeah, essentially created the metal genre and all the offshoots from that. With the help of his wife Sharon, they created Ozfest, which helped a lot of metal bands gain a foothold in popularity. I think him and Sharon also had like a suicide pact or something like that going on. He was also known in pop culture for peeing adjacent to the Alamo down in San Antonio. More importantly, they knew him from biting off a head of a bat during a show.
Sorry, Ian.
That's fine. But he's also known as being a reality TV megastar. Since his passing, I've gone back and revisited The Osbournes, which had 4 seasons on MTV. I wasn't allowed to watch it back in the day, but it was born out of an episode of MTV Cribs. And it was the most watched episode of MTV Cribs. So the producers of MTV came to Sharon and Ozzy and were like, we want to just follow you guys around with cameras. And this was like the very early on inception of like reality television show, like on cable and everything. But overnight they became mega stars where people didn't even know that Ozzy really was a singer.
Also,
they knew of him from the TV show.
A rare combination of a reality show following somebody that you actually have interest in seeing their day-to-day life. So many of the reality shows today are just fake celebrities.
What does the world's biggest rock star do?
Yeah. And it's as great as you could have imagined times 5.
Yes.
They pivoted
it is so funny.
A family that made duck calls.
Yeah. It's dropped
off. Let's see what they got going on.
Well, yeah, it helped demystify Ozzy because everybody thought of him as like, you know, he's referred to as the Prince of Darkness.
A Satanist.
He worships the devil. And it's him like trying to figure out how to work the remote control or watching burritos being made. And
where are my yogurts?
Yeah. Him working out because he's gaining too much weight. Him having to pick up dog poo all over the house. But yeah, it's a great show. I think it's on Prime if you want to go watch that. But yeah. Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, dead at the age of 76.
Stay hard, Ozzy.
So, we've done this one time. I wanted to try this out again. DJ and I have dabbled in the past. This has worked. We're going to try to hold a seance here in studio and see if maybe, just maybe, we could be able to talk to Ozzy.
We raised Bob the first time we tried this, so it didn't.
He was still alive. What do you mean?
Well
raised him on the phone.
It's our first time. That's pretty good. I mean, for having a seance your first time and we got Bob, that's not nothing.
So, I'll go dim the lights. If you want to light the candles.
I'm against dabbling in the dark arts.
Well, do you want to start the seance, Mr. DJ? Let's drop the bed music down here.
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
Guardians of Hell. Lords of the Underworld, we honor you with this offering of Monty's mutilated severed leg in an attempt to raise the fallen. We have smeared blood on our faces and our genitals to open a portal to the great beyond. We call on you to rise, O Prince of Darkness. Rise. Rise. Oh. I think we got something here.
In a well.
Spirit, do you have us?
I do.
This doesn't sound like Ozzy. Who is this?
Terry.
Terry who?
Terry Bollea.
Oh. Hulk?
Terry Bollea?
That's why you got the Hulkster, brother!
No! That's not who we wanted.
We aimed the wrong person.
I think we broke through, though. We did get somebody from hell.
Yeah, but we missed an exit somewhere.
You know, a woman was giving us directions, so that's why we didn't get there.
Must have missed a wrong turnbuckle somewhere here in the afterlife. Thought for a moment maybe I was here in Angels, and then I dookied my pants from flexing too hard, and the next moment I was surrounded by a lake of fire wearing the headband from hell.
I'm so sad, Dan.
What do you want from me, brother?
We actually don't want anything from you. We were trying to raise Ozzy Osbourne. We recognize you were also a major death this week.
Well, I have you guys. Let me tell you something, brother.
No, we don't want you to tell us anything.
This Saturday at the Witching Hour, me, the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, in a tag team match in the Hell of the Eighth Circle of Hell of the Millennium.
Who are you fighting against?
Paired up with Christopher Walken, me, Hulkamania, Hulkster. Tag team match, we're facing off against Hell's Worst, Steve Jobs and the Iron Sheik. This Saturday, the Eighth Circle of Hell, one night only. Get your popcorn ready, take your vitamins.
Is Christopher Walken dead?
He's still alive, but he looks like a skeleton. He's pretty much dead. The Hulkamania Spectacular, you're not going to want...
Well, oh, it sounds like he's flexing.
We're going to bill you for this promo, because we didn't authorize this.
I'm not hearing any muscles that he's flexing.
No, well, that was kind of Hulk to hop on there, but... We're actually trying to raise the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. Maybe he's also there.
Good luck to the Lions, by the way.
You shut up over there. Okay. Ozzy, do you hear us over? Ozzy Osbourne. Are you there? Sounds like him.
Someone meek.
Well, he did just die.
Who the devil do you think it is? I'm the bloody Prince of Darkness.
There he is! Ozzy Osbourne!
Oh,
wow!
Crazy Train's playing it out.
That's how you know it's him.
If Flacken Wright it is.
Flacken?
Is it a TNT movie?
Well, the FCC even rules down here in hell. I mean, it's Flacken mental, I tell you.
You actually speak a little bit clearer in death than you did in life.
Oh, the moans are there. Get it out, Ozzy, hello?
You're going to have to get closer to the microphone, Ozzy, for us to hear through your
muscles.
Well, we wanted to talk to you this weekend because we wanted to honor you here because this was kind of a shock for a lot of people. Is there anything you want to say to your fans of, you know, your music, of your existence that you'd like for us to pass along?
Well, yeah, I thought the Prince of Darkness was just a nickname. It's an actual title. I'm the bloody fifth horseman of the apocalypse. They gave me the bloody horse and everything. I'm riding the horse from hell, Barbaro, down here. It's flacking mental. But yeah, it's pretty great. I'm jamming with the Johnny kid from the Charlie Daniels song. Flacking rad.
Rad?
Quit saying flacking, too.
Yeah, I don't like that really at all.
Spit it out. Yellow? Spit it out.
I made a bloody pact.
What kind of pact?
I made a deal. Sharon! You swore! Sharon!
Well, Sharon's not
I think
dead.
He's calling for Sharon.
You can't raise her from the dead.
I think he wants her to honor the suicide pact they made.
Is that all we have from Ozzy? I think we've lost him.
If I would have known how little we have with Ozzy, I might have called a no-go on the seance we just did.
For a second there, he was John Lennon also. He was very British.
I even heard Dirk in there a little bit, I think.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, no. Not Chuck Mangione, no.
From hell? What did Chuck Mangione do?
He brought his trumpet with him.
Well, I'd expect nothing
less. I don't think he can talk. I think he's just going to play the trumpet.
Hold on. Let's see if he knows any more of the song. Oh, he's running out. All right, let's close the portal. Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that was worth it.
Boy, that took a lot out of me.
I don't know if the big man upstairs is going to like that when we pass.
Where'd Ham go?
Hossie sounds a lot different from the way he was practicing.
He was way clearer than I was expecting. I thought it was going to be a lot more mumbling.
I heard, yeah, just a lot of edging, groaning Aussie.
We mostly got Hulk there.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind talking to Hulk. I didn't like Hulk, continuing to daddy us and call his brother.
Where was Theo?
Yeah, no Malcolm Jamal Warner.
He wasn't hanging out with them.
He must have went to heaven.
He's in heaven.
Yeah, yeah. I would think so.
I would have thought Chuck Mangione would have as well.
Oh, does he know anything about him? No.
Apparently not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We could have talked to him. Let's open it back up. Start doing it again. No. Yeah, sorry.
We're up against it
here. We'll go ahead and close the portal.
I think we're done with this Ouija board. That was weird.
Sorry for those of you on the way home from church.
No kidding.
Or you're welcome.
All right.
Didn't mean to negate everything. You just went and worked out and then ate a Big Mac on the way home. I'm sorry.